Continuing from 1 Samuel chapter 19. It's listening to advice. Saul was still seeking to kill David, and yet his own son gave him good advice. There was a difference in temperament between father and son. And we need people that are of a different temperament to us. They see things in a different light. Some ministers will gather around them people that agree with them. Yes, men and women, we call them. Ones that will not give a contrary suggestion. People that do not contest the status quo, nor any decisions that are made. Jonathan was prepared to challenge his father. He had not only a friendship with David, but he had a conscience and a sense of justice as well. It is good to look at decisions and plans from different angles. There are other viewpoints in life besides ours. Sometimes it is, like this case, the difference between right and wrong. Other times, it is a choice between a wiser direction to go than the one being contemplated. Paul and Barnabas went to Jerusalem to consult with the other apostles. It was not a case of who was the leader. It was a case of truth and concern for practical church needs, because church is not a one-man band. They had a problem and they were going to sort it between them and discuss it. When Saul had ignored his son's advice and sought still to have David killed, God the Holy Spirit stepped in. Cooper wrote to him, God moves in a mysterious way, his wonders to perform. God sure does. There are times, as when the three Hebrew boys stated, God may or may not step in when we are in trouble, but we will not change. God had a purpose to perform, and he overrode the evil passions of a king. That wasn't for the first time, nor the last time. When the Holy Spirit came on Saul, they asked the question, was Saul among the prophets? Well, he was there in body, but I don't know about in spirit. Once again, he experienced the power of the Holy Spirit, and God's Spirit came upon him, but it was momentary. The effect that it had on his life was short-lived. This could have meant a whole new life for Saul, but like many of us, he let the blessing pass. When God the Holy Spirit comes, we must not miss out because we might be in doubt about some of the manifestations. Down through history, some of the more extreme elements of revival that have happened in Christian churches have been ignored by many church historians. Were there weird goings on in ancient revivals? Yes, there were. Were there excesses in the Welsh revival? Sure, things happen. They got the jerks in the American Pine Ridge Camp revival. And all unusual things happened in the Pentecostal revival as well. When you read the reports of those who were critical of what happened at the time of these revivals, it puts King Saul lying naked and prophesying into perspective. God, the Holy Spirit, will always work outside the box that we have made for him. We must give the Holy Spirit place to work in our lives without any inhibitions. I remember when I was filled with the Holy Spirit at 14 years of age, my prayer life came into being. I burst out with languages unknown to me as I prayed by my bedside. Get all you can from God and keep hold of him too.